Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast series, Be in the Know. For today's episode, I've invited Xavier Pavy, a professor at ESSEC Business School, to talk about responsible innovation. So thank you, Xavier. To start, can you explain why we need to rethink innovation?
Actually, the last couple of decades, we can see that we have an issue. And the main issue is mainly innovation is focused on profits for the company, what kind of revenue I can generate through my innovation. And we don't think so much about the consequences of innovation, which is a big issue. For instance, the issues about the climate change have a very strong link with innovation, as well as, for instance, human species, what we do with our body. For instance, we talk about cyborg, we talk about transhumanism, and so on and so forth. And we have an issue behind that, because actually, to what extent, there is a very famous sentence to explain that, it's to what extent we want to play God, you know, we want to transform ourselves. And the third one is about democracy or politics. Nowadays, organizations want to use data and they want to record ourselves. It could be on the street, it could be online, it could be wherever you want. But actually, everything is linked to innovation, because you need camera, for instance, to record people. You need algorithm to know exactly what people are doing online. You need to use environment, for instance. If you want to produce, let me just give you an example, a smartphone, you need to do the touchscreen, itself, you need rare earth. And to do the touchscreen, to get the rare earth, you need to extract them. You need to mine, actually, to get the rare earth. And then we are not able to recycle them. So there is two pollution behind this approach. First of all, to extract, to mine the rare earth, to do the touchscreen. And then when your smartphone is over, you cannot able to use it, you're gonna throw it away and you won't use it at all and you won't recycle it. So that's a big issue. And we have billions of smartphones every single day in the world, and we don't think about what is the life after I'm using it. So we need to rethink innovation on at least on two sides. The first one is to what extent innovation should be only linked to profit, to make benefit. And the second one is thinking about innovation because what we are doing could be wrong for the planet, could be a bad thing for human body, or it could be a bad thing for democracy as well.
Okay, so we know we need to be more responsible. What exactly is responsible innovation?
I like to use responsible innovation for many reasons. The first one is, in English, it's very clear what responsibility is, which is not the case in French, for instance. Let me explain to you. In English, you can use liability or you can use accountability as well as responsibility, which is not so clear in French, for instance, because we use responsable, and behind responsable, you have plenty of things. So innovation, responsible innovation make a lot of sense. Responsibility comes from the Latin word respondere, and respondere means you're accountable of what you're doing. So actually, when I want to innovate, when I innovate in a certain field, I have so many responsibility of what I'm doing. So I need to integrate this responsibility into my innovation process management. The innovation process management is very simple to understand. You have an idea, you have to think about it inside your company, then you will launch it, and then you have to recycle it. So you should integrate responsibility all through the innovation process management. And in that way, you would be able to think about what I'm doing now. Is it a good idea or not a good idea? To what extent I can harm the planet? To what extent it's good for human body? To what extent it won't harm the people on their life, their daily life, in their democracy way of life, for instance? I need to think about what I'm doing. And to think about what I'm doing is all the process long. It's not just at the end of the idea, at the end of the product, at the end of the service. Basically, most of the time, when we think about, I need to be responsible, I'm just thinking about responsible at the end of the product. how is it possible to recycle it, for instance? But most of the time it's too late. So the smartphone I've built, actually, I'm not supposed to think about it when it's done, when it's over. I need to integrate the responsibility since the beginning of the idea. To what extent this smartphone should be responsible from the beginning, from the original idea, to make sure that I'm going to integrate the responsibility about what are we able to do with a smartphone? How is it possible to build a smartphone? What kind of supply chain I'm going to use to do the smartphone? How I will be able to recycle it? How people will use it? And so on and so forth. There are several questions for each single step of the innovation process management should lie to responsibility.
Okay, so that gives us an idea on what responsible innovation looks like and why we should rethink innovation. And then the question is, how exactly do we rethink innovation? And I know that you are a philosopher, so do you think that philosophy is well suited to helping us rethink innovation?
Actually, the last 10 years, I thought about how is it possible to improve innovation. Because of what I'm saying, I said that innovation harms the planet. There is no doubt. The capitalist system actually encourages innovation in a bad way, because the capitalist system encourages companies to get profit as soon as possible due to the very competitive environment. So we have absolutely no other possibility to think differently. We have to think about the profit it can be generated by the innovation. And I was looking into different concepts to deliver a better innovation. And I think about to what extent we can integrate care. Care is a very useful name in English, useful word in English, because you take care of someone. You take care of someone else. You can take care of the society. You can take care of the planet. You can take care of something else. And caring is a very powerful word in English. So innovation care, and I wrote an article about it, innovation care make lots of sense to me. But actually, I've decided to go a bit further and to think about not just about word, but the concept itself and the concept of philosophy. And philosophy is, to me, probably the only disciplines that we need to use to think a bit differently. Philosophy gives us the ability to view the problem through a different lens, which gives us some new perspective to analyze more precisely, to criticize it, and to judge with we can say, a temperance. It's very important, because actually, what is the main problem of innovation is we don't have so much temperance. We want to do things and that's it. We don't think about it. We don't want to take a distance, a step back, actually, when we do think. And philosophy can help us for that. Why? Most of the time, when we want to innovate, we're going to think about what kind of cash I can generate, what kind of profit I can generate. But if you think about philosophy, why philosophy has been developed during antiquity, it's for many reasons. The first one is people said, how could I fight fighting is a good word, but actually there is another one, which is, could I struggle actually with the problem I have? And what are the problem I have? It could be, I want to get more money. I want to have the glory. I want to be famous, for instance. I want to get power. Nothing new. During the antiquity period of time, philosophers thought about it. Why people want to gain more money? Why people want to be famous? Why people want to get more power? Exactly what happened with innovator. So actually, philosophy helps us to think a bit differently. Why do you want to get this power? Why do you want to do this thing or this thing? And to do so, it has been developed what we can call it, at this period of time, the beginning of what we can call spiritual exercises. So spiritual exercises has been developed by basically three main school of thought: Epicurism, Stoicism, and Cynicism. And what is the definition of spiritual exercises? Spiritual exercises is an effort in changing and transformation of the self. The notion of transformation of the self, the notion of spiritual exercises, is defined in it a very wider sense, including all activities that the conversions contains, physical, intellectual. And basically, you will practice spiritual exercise in order to transform yourself. To transform yourself through what? Meditation, reading, dialogue with someone else, writing down your thought, examination of conscience, self-examination. So we have a certain numbers of spiritual exercises that we can use to transform yourself. And then if you are able to transform yourself, you will act differently. You will behave differently. And that's exactly why philosophy makes sense for innovation.
Okay, so what does that mean for innovators in this context? What is their role in revisiting innovation and in using philosophy to revisit innovation?
The main problem we have is this one. We define innovation basically beginning of the 20th century with Joseph Schumpeter, and he said that innovation is the exploitation of invention, their dissemination, and the economic importance. That was a definition by Joseph Schumpeter. The problem is, based on this definition, we spend 50 years, 70 years, maybe 80 years being focused on how is it possible to improve innovation process management to make more profit. And we found plenty of techniques, plenty of ideas. Blue Ocean Strategy, for instance, Business Model Canvas, and so on and so forth. We've developed a lot of techniques in order to make sure our innovation will be better, or innovation process management will be more efficient. The problem is we totally forgot the innovator. And that's amazing. The last 50 years, we train innovators as we train innovators today. We didn't make any changes. We continue to train innovators in the same way, which is, how is it possible to use a process in order to make sure your innovation will be a success? That's it. We never think about how could we train the innovator differently in order to make sure it will not just help company to grow, but also to take care of the planet, to take care of each other, to take care of the ecosystem. So basically, innovators is very important, and we need to train them, we need to train him, train her differently in order, for instance, to integrate the common good. But so far, the definition of innovation doesn't integrate the common good at all. So we need to be more focused on the innovator, to make sure that the innovator himself will be trained differently. So the first step is in the classroom. In a classroom is the right way to teach properly innovation. And teaching properly innovation means what? It means shouldn't be just focused on profit, shouldn't be just focused on how could I get a better market share, how could I give more money to the shareholders, but also how my innovation won't harm the planet, or maybe better, can have a positive impact on the planet, on the people, and so on and so forth. And that's why in the book I've just published, I'm really focused on this notion of rethinking innovation and innovator. That's the title of the book, Rethinking Innovation and an Innovator. Why? Because definitely we need to rethink innovation with the innovation process management, with responsibility, as we mentioned. But we also need to rethink innovator. And rethinking innovators is, first of all, when guys are present in a classroom, participants are present in a classroom, we teach them in a different way that we've taught them the last decades. And it's a huge step. And that's very important. The last couple of months, with the crisis that we had, we thought about how is it possible to think another world, a better world. And actually, we didn't change any contents in our courses. We teach the same thing that we taught before the crisis. So if we want to transform the society, if we want to have a better responsible society, a better sustainable society, we need to have better human, better people, better person. If you don't transform the person, the way we teach them, the way we train them, we're going to have the same thing. So the first step that we need to do is definitely to change people. If you change people, you will change a society. But if you don't change the people, the person, you won't have a big change in the society. You know, the question of imagining another world is not possible. A new world, another world, can be just possible with new people. So new people, it's very easy to do that. It's just to educate them differently. So that's the very first step for the innovators. How could we train innovators differently? How could we make sure that every single education will integrate responsibility?
Okay, great. Thank you. This gives us a lot of food for thought on how we can revisit innovation and the role of the innovator in this, and why it's so important to prioritize responsible innovation. So thank you, Xavier, for a very interesting discussion. And until next time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.